Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and it's time to learn about nursing careers. Laura Turbide's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
So before we meet our first-time guest, news and notes and happenings around the system.
We are just grateful. I want to just give a shout out to everybody who golfed for us for our cardiac rehab. We raised about $19,000 with a virtual tournament where basically people could go out and golf whenever they wanted. So I wanted to say we just finished that up this week, and a shout out for that. As always, I will give a precursor to Breast Health Awareness Month. In October, we are continuing to do screenings that with walk-ins. So walk-in mammos, no appointments needed in both Penian and Geneva. Check our website. But of course, this is a critical gift for yourself, for the people you love. Do not put it off if you've been that full year. And again, we encourage you to get screened. It's just critical. So we'll be here talking about that next month, of course, but you can start now.
No copays for those. And if you're uninsured, the Cancer Services Projects, all the counties have one and they will help. So there's the whole point is no excuse. Don't tell me you're busy. Don't tell me you can't afford it. Just go get it done.
Exactly. We will get you in. So.
So I just want to, before we move on, I just want to ask you one question, and I don't want to get all political about vaccinations and stuff here, but we're coming up against the mandate soon. Any indication what percentage of employees in the system are not going to want to do it?
What I can tell you is how many people have done it, and we're really leading the region, and I feel so grateful. We're committed to keeping our staff and each other safe. We've got about a 90, just literally changed yesterday, where we're up like 92% vaccination rate. We have this past week, we certainly know there's people sort of holding out to wait to identify what happens with religious exemption. We want to support our staff who are electing to make that decision for themselves as they understand what goes on. That said, we are absolutely encouraging vaccination because we know it's safe. We know it's effective. We know that there's a lot of misinformation out there. So for example, Dr. Feinberg, our chief medical officer, is willing to go out to our staff and literally have one-on-one conversations and talk through questions they have about what are the ingredients in the vaccine, to what is the efficacy and what is the safety for someone who may be pregnant or wanting to be pregnant. We know that the chief of OBGYN at University of Rochester has even done a lot of research and we have a video tool that we can share with our staff that they have. So we feel very comfortable and confident that we are in a good position. We, of course, know that there will be staff who probably effective that date make a personal choice and choose not to work in healthcare and potentially choose not to work other places because
we put a poll up on our website and I was shocked. 58% of the people who answered it unvaccinated said they would leave their job rather than get it. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but even I'm surprised at how many people in healthcare have said they won't get it and have had protests and things. I mean, any idea why that is?
I would say certainly this whole topic has been a personal and political one for people for a long time. What's interesting is many of those same people get their MMR vaccine. They get a smallpox vaccine. Many of the vaccines that we require and have always required to work in healthcare have been something that those same folks have gotten. So part of the questions are, is it this vaccine in particular, and what about this vaccine? So I guess I would say I think the answer lies somewhere in there.
Okay.
I feel confident that really, I think more than anything else, we want to reassure the community we're here for them. We don't want people to be avoiding care like what happened in the past, people staying home through stroke. And we heard so many stories that we knew were preventable health issues because people were staying home. And I want to say we are here. We have staff. We also have contingency plans in place for every department. As you can imagine, we know who may have elected to not get the vaccine yet and what we need to do to sort of backfill and be prepared. And that's a big part of, and we're always recruiting, but we're
just one more thing real quick. And that is, are you seeing people get caught up on their routine care for a while? There was kind of a backlog, at least in some systems. Because of COVID, are people getting caught back up?
We are. And because of that, there is a little bit of a backlog. So I think of some of the practices that are super busy. So we, for example, we're doing lots of hip and knee replacements, elective surgeries that for a while were put on pause. We are, of course, GI screenings. Again, that screening age is being recommended now to be 45 versus 50 because we've been seeing more and more people with colorectal cancer who are younger. So we know our GI team is just working round the clock to get people in, get those screening colonoscopies done. So I would say do not delay care. here, call us. It may be because we are trying to get everybody caught up. We are still, of course, using telemed. So that's one of the good things that's come of this, convenience for patients. So as you said, Cancer Preventive Services covers a lot of the screenings. Obviously, physicians' offices can accommodate with telemed. There's really no good reason at this point for us to avoid taking care of ourselves. So we're here. And again, we are recruiting. And our hope will be that we'll be in a good position going forward. And as we said, a lot of people, there's not going to be a lot of industries where you can go work without a vaccine.
All right. Now let's meet our guest.
So Kara Sokowitz is here with us, and she is our nurse recruiter with a good background in recruiting and also now doing nurse recruiting for us. And nurse recruiting is a very special, a specialty field in and of itself. So we'll talk a little bit about what makes it unique. And also, I think when, other than this pandemic, have we ever been to really, as the public, be able to understand the critical role nurses play in every single practice, hospital, nursing home. Yeah. So nurses and nurses assistants and nurses aides, certified nurse aides, all across the gamut of the spectrum, nurse practitioners playing critical role as well in our practices and across, you know, CRNAs. There are so many roles for nurses in our lives that we can talk a little bit about why it's a career that kind of suits everyone, and not everyone is suited for it, but it is a career that we all benefit from, those people who find that calling. We also, as you know, have an LPN program, Marianne Whalen, who's been there a long time, as well as an RN program. So it gives us a little unique niche when we're doing some recruiting, but I want to hear from Kara.
All right, Kara, welcome. It's good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about you and where you're from and what led you down this path to nurse recruiting.
Sure. So I actually grew up right in Potter, New York. Grew up living on Keuka Lake.
I live in Rushville.
Oh, really? Yeah, so I grew up around this area at Finger Lakes. And I actually started recruiting for hospitality and tourism. I'd say probably I was doing that for about 13 years. COVID came around, and that kind of took a dive. So this opportunity came up, and I'm very familiar with Finger Lakes Health. I love this area. You know, I've been through the health system here. My family members have been through the health system here. This opportunity came up, so I became a talent acquisition specialist, and kind of recruiting, maybe not for some of the clinical roles in December. And then in May, the opportunity came to kind of focus more on nurses, and I took it on, and I can tell you that this is what I absolutely love doing.
And right now, I mean, there are openings all over the country, so it's very competitive. So what is your pitch for Finger Lakes Health?
One of my pitches, and what I realized first off when I started working here, is we're small and we're community-based. That's very important. That's very important for anybody getting into the nursing field, because there's so much to learn and there's so much growth career-wise. We have a small town feel here, so you recognize everybody. You make eye contact. You can have conversations. We know our coworkers, family members, their children. You know, we have that good working environment, but also it creates a great team atmosphere. We work very well together. All the nurses on the units work incredibly well together. A lot of places, a lot of areas to grow here. Whether you're just getting out of school, we take brand new nurses here, brand new LPNs, and a lot of areas do not take brand new graduating nurses. We do. You know, it's very refreshing because within the past couple days, I've brought in some brand new nurses that graduated, and they are so excited to get their foot in the door here at Finger Lakes Health.
If someone's making a career change, can you get them into the Finger Lakes Health College or the Marius Whalen School fairly quickly to get them up and running?
You know, there might be a process involved with it, but yeah, certainly we can work on that too. The other thing too, anybody looking for a career change, we have a great CNA program, a training program, and actually the next class starts on August 27th. It's a 4-week program. We pay our employees to come and take the class, so they're not paying for this training. At the end of 4 weeks, they're certified, and they're actually hired right before they start the class. They get certified and they start, and then they're working in our skilled nursing facilities, and they're getting all those key core skills that's going to help them grow in their career. A lot of them start out as CNAs, and they're going to work in our skilled nursing facilities here in our living centers in Geneva, Huntington Living Center in Waterloo, the Homestead in Penyan. They're going to build those key skills right there. Many of them take on Marianne Whelan become LPNs there. They're going to work as LPNs for a little while.
If I can just interject, yeah. 9 months.
Yeah.
So when you think about where else can you go to school for nine months and really gain the kind of career mobility, flexibility, and even the wages that we've been talking about. Not to interrupt you
but people don't realize that. Yeah.
And even the RN program is a two-year program.
It's just 2 years.
And then I'm sure you can talk a little about some of the career ladders, but sometimes that's a surprise to people.
Right.
Well, one of the things I'm looking on the website, flhealth.org/nursing, and it talks about one of the advantages being shared governance and empowerment of the staff. So the nursing staff plays a role in setting the procedures, and so they feel like they're a part of it.
Yep, absolutely, they do. You know, I've talked to nurses who have been here for a very long time, and that's kind of why, because they like the way that we're set up that way.
Is there any particular field or discipline that's most in demand right now?
You know, I definitely would say our skilled nursing facilities. We really are looking for some CNAs to join our team to really go through our program. It's a really great program, and also some LPNs as well. I would say it's everywhere, but, you know, these are really some great areas, some great facilities, and we'd really like to see some help in there.
In long-term care, we rely heavily, as you can imagine, on CNAs as well as our LPNs. And our LPNs very often can work in long-term care. They can work in practices. They don't play as much of a role in acute care as they used to. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there are LPNs within those capacities. But what we find very often is many people, once they get into the field, they're looking for that opportunity to have expanded, whether it's maybe they work on med-surg for a little bit as an RN, and now they want specialty care and perhaps the ICU or perhaps the emergency department, perhaps surgical services. So people, there's a lot of variation, a lot of variety. And certainly, as we've said, I think the CNA opportunity is a great one. I think we were saying, and maybe October is when the next class starts.
Yeah. Yep. So, and it will be, it's a 4-week program. They're paid to attend that. Yeah. 4-week program. And then they're certified through New York State.
How much of your pitch is lifestyle? So you say to potential recruits, hey, we have this great health system. Oh, yeah. And also world-class wine, beautiful lakes, and everything else that comes with it.
Yes, very much. So you really have to be able to talk about the area. So it helps being from the area and being passionate about it. But, yeah, definitely want to talk about how beautiful our lakes are, how great our food is, our wineries. You know, just we're rural, but we're beautiful here, our lakes.
I think the lifestyle, too, is also part of what you can do as a nurse in terms of the shared governance, being a part of decision making, but also being part of even scheduling. So many nurses might choose to work 3/12s and have have 4 days that they're not working and 3 days that they are. Many nurses are working to pick up a lot of extra shifts.
You hire 61-year-old men?
I know.
I might do that.
I know.
Well, yeah, those 12-hour shifts are really a big seller. So that's an acute care.
Wow.
Acute care, 12-hour shifts, the nurse, they love that. It works out perfect.
Yeah.
Day, evening opportunities.
Right.
Sometimes people love if perhaps they have someone at home with their children, they can work overnights and then be there to put their child on the bus in the morning. There's a lot of flexibility with running a 24/7 operation, both mm-hmm. within long-term care as well as, so we have those same opportunities for CNAs as well as LPNs and RNs. There is this flexibility that I think allows you to build your career around your life and vice versa,
well, and
which
also,
is important to people
in
these days.
In this field, not you don't want your people to leave, but if they choose to, or if a spouse has to get another job, it's the most portable career in the world. I mean, if mm-hmm. you're good at it, you can go anywhere you want.
Absolutely. You're very correct about that. Yep. Transfers very well.
Well, it's been nice to meet you. Thank you for your time. And if we didn't know what nurses did before, we sure do now. We've learned it over this last year or so. So best of luck getting some more good ones. And been very nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you. And I want to shout out to all those nurses of ours who've been out there dedicated, devoted during all of this.
Yeah,
so I would be remiss to not say how much we value and appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.